Good evening, everybody. It's Thursday, and Hot Stuff decided to instead of just being late today, he decided to be absent completely.
Gosh, maybe he's just going to be 2 hours late.
Riff, why can't you be less like Hot Stuff?
I don't have a clever answer off the top of my head.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, that's exactly like Hot Stuff. So.
Oh, well, all right.
Failing even in the in answering the question. Yeah, he said he might be back before 11. He would hop on for a few minutes, probably talk about how much of a hard-on he has for Christian Bale after seeing him in IMAX glory.
Oh, that's right.
He tried to see it last night, but the IMAX projector was broken, and tonight was the last time that it's going to be playing on an IMAX screen ever, I guess, because at least here in town, because the Watchmen movie hits the IMAX theater tomorrow.
So what's, I don't know, I've not often been to IMAX. Is it just that it's really, really huge? Is that what the draw is? Or?
Yeah, it's really huge, and it's like some kind of wide format. Something has to be filmed in IMAX, and it's like some kind of big deal. A buddy of my dad owned a company that was like a competitor of IMAX. He sort of invented a film format that was kind of equivalent to IMAX and would go into places that had tried to open IMAX theaters but didn't want to deal with IMAX. His company was a little better to work with, I guess. His contracts were less frustrating. I don't know to what extent it really ever took off, but yeah, I know he still travels all around working on the equipment in theaters, but yeah, it's, I don't know, I've only ever seen like nature films or whatever in IMAX, you know, and it's like, alright, yeah. Now so it's IMAX and we got a camera on the bottom of a helicopter flying through the Grand Canyon, and then so it's like nauseating
sitting roller coasters and things like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. He had heard, Hot Stuff had heard that Dark Knight was pretty good on IMAX. And I gotta imagine that some of the bit, you know, like when he's parachuting onto that high rise in Hong Kong or wherever it is, and all those scenes, probably pretty impressive. But yeah, I don't know. I decided to do my job tonight. So did you.
That's right.
That's okay.
I'm not even fishing tonight.
Sweet.
I'm standing, looking at a crate, waiting for a book to materialize on it.
How does that work?
Fishing. There's an achievement you can get for reading these 8 different books, and each one spawns in a particular location. And when someone clicks it to read it, it disappears 2 minutes later and then respawns between 3 and 4 hours after that.
Really?
And every time it spawns, there's like, I don't know what the odds are, but there's a fair chance that instead of being the book you want, it'll just be a junk book.
Huh.
But the player response to this has been pretty interesting, because everybody set up like custom chat channels where people can report books appearing and at what time, and there's plug-in mods that keep track of when a book is due to spawn and things like that.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty elaborate.
Is it in an area that's dangerous at all?
No, it's just they're all in the city of Dalaran.
I see. Huh. That's a weird choice for that achievement. It's not like time limited, is it? It's not.
No.
It's not the books. They're there as a part of some sort of holiday celebration or anything.
Oh God, it would be horrible if it was like that.
Yeah,
it's so difficult to get them all as it is.
So, did you like arrange with people for this to be your turn?
No, I just logged on and I have been looking at my like people. The plugin allows you to broadcast your current timer settings to the chat channel. And then other people with that plugin, the plugin will automatically parse the chat channel for in case somebody does a post like that, and then it updates your own timer settings. So I just logged in and somebody posted their timer and it updated my timers, and I just went to the next one that was due to pop up.
I see.
And now I'm standing here looking at an empty box.
For 4 hours.
Well, for, it's, let's see, it's 46 minutes until the next book is due to possibly spawn, and so then much, up to an hour after that.
So much of the design of World of Warcraft and so much of why it was different than EverQuest and successful compared to EverQuest was them making it so shit like this didn't happen.
Well, it's not a really weird choice. It's an achievement that gives you 10 useless achievement points and a non-combat pet.
But it is an important thing because they made it an important thing by making it. I don't know. You know, I guess we're really mean with trophies.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I mean, we kind of cackle with glee as though we think of the players
as though we're
going to
make them do something ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm not entirely sure that anyone's ever going to get number 68.
Oh, they will. Mr. Darkmoon says, I'd like to request the song Surfin' Bird by the Trash Men. I could see playing that one if I had it. Or Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. I can't see ever choosing to listen to that song outside the context of a Rick roll. Or
and even then you're not choosing to, really.
Save Me by Burn Halo. The hell is that?
Who?
Gizmo the Cat says, will there ever be a KOL TV series? Who would you want to play you in the KOL TV series, Riff?
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
Huh.
That'd be awesome.
I remember when we were having a conversation at work at the movie theater when I was in high school and talking about if you were making a movie, if they were making a movie of the Werenberg Theater's cinema, who we would want to play us, and I said Pierce Brosnan.
Huh.
And somebody thought that I had meant Bronson Pinchot. You know, probably more appropriate. Yeah. Riff, you gotta crank up the level of energy here a little bit.
Okay. I gotta make up for
missing people.
I have to do the role of two of us.
Yeah. And pretend that you're really, really drunk. That worked out pretty well last time. You know, the nice thing about Thursday's show is that I don't frequently get to listen to our show. But this time I did, because I didn't remember almost the entire show.
Okay.
Yeah. And
So by that logic, you should make sure that you're really drunk whenever you implement something in the game.
So then I'd actually get to play it.
So that you can play it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, at least the way that I compare in my mind the show that I listened to from last Thursday compared to our normal shows is that I was kind of doing that thing where alcohol makes you more like yourself. Like I was just like sort of extra offensive instead of just a little bit offensive, but I feel like I was pretty funny. You know how like when you go to Mexico it's just rape, rape, rape. I was like I laughed out loud at myself, and I think it's okay because I didn't remember saying it the first time, right? It wasn't like I'm like, oh, I'm so funny. It was like, oh man. So I was sort of I don't know, half embarrassed, half pleased with myself as a result of that show. I don't think I'll do that again. Especially because I've basically been like sick ever since then.
Hmm.
I don't know what the fuck. I think I broke my body.
Gosh.
With all that
all that delicious booze.
Delicious tequila. And I went home and drank some wine. It was very problematic. You never want to do the wine tequila mixture. Hacksaw's Legit says, hey Jick, I'm just curious to see if you can confirm that you're coming out with the Thousand Adventure Dungeon. If so, what will it be, and any details on release? Thanks for your time. I don't know. I think about stuff like that sometimes.
That must be a conversation I missed.
I think about a lot of things a lot of the time. We had a conversation, I think you were here, about whether or not people would enjoy, whether it would be worth spending, you know, 2 or 3 weeks making a clan dungeon that was just like a thousand trash mobs and a boss, right?
Okay,
I'm saying 1,000 adventure dungeon is a little.
Yeah, I was thinking of like something kind of like the Haiku dungeon, except
right.
It's just 1,000 different non-combat adventures.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, if they didn't have to be any good, that would potentially be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Just 1,000, you know, I could write a generator for non-combat adventures.
It could be like one of them has something really good in it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, people would be able to get one of those things every couple of days.
Yeah.
If we did it that way. Mad Johnny says, did you have sexual relations with that woman? And then he says, also, why is it that hot dogs come in packs of 10 while the buns come in packs of 8? It makes no sense. My favorite version of that I heard recently, and I don't remember where it was, but why is it that hot dog buns come in packs of 10 and hot dogs smell like your sister's pussy?
Well, okay.
Yeah. Or it was like the hot dogs. Yeah. It was implying that your sister had been fucking herself with hot dogs.
Oh,
I see. Basically the gist of it. Yeah. For our slower listeners. The listeners on the 24K stream. It would be funny if the radio streams, if the 64K stream were just us at normal speed, and then the 24K stream was
just slower. Yeah.
And actually, it's still broadcasting stuff from like 3 years ago, when halfway between now and when Radio KOL started broadcasting. Cthulhu Kid says, are you still considering Teleportitis only adventures? It's an idea, but there are always a lot of those. The Oracle is a Teleportitis only adventure. So
that's true.
You know, wouldn't be hard, really. We just have to put up if we created a zone that was just, you know, the ether, that had an entry condition that you had to have Teleportitis.
We could have a Teleportitis only adventure where you accidentally teleport yourself into the middle of solid rock and die.
Which does not have a U-shaped hole in it.
Yeah.
It's more of a G-shaped hole. Also said Cthulhu Kid, did you ever play Doom and use the ID clip cheat and get lost in the walls with those graphical errors? Creepy. I did. I spent more time cheating in Doom than I did playing, I think. I didn't really enjoy Doom all that much.
It was good for the time. I mean, it was when it was a new concept. Marathon was a lot better.
I downloaded a demo of Marathon for like the 360. They released Marathon to the Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh yeah,
just a straight port of it, and I found it very difficult to play with. First of all, very difficult to play with a controller.
Yeah,
I really don't like playing first-person shooters without mouse look.
And also they're not used to Fallout. Although I guess I don't do a lot of non-VATS shooting in Fallout.
Yeah, that would make it a little better. I don't know. I have a really hard time navigating space on a console like that. I get lost in console versions of the same game that I would not get lost in on a PC.
The Wii version of Metroid, the newest Metroid, was really good. The controls on that were really
I played it
solid
for a few minutes at PAX.
Yeah.
Either last year or the year before, and that was cool. I remember being surprised at how natural it seemed.
Yeah.
Moving around. The other thing about Marathon was that they're without a map, and the environment's looking so samey. I was kind of lost.
I mean, you had the little. Wait, wasn't there a map? I mean, well, it was a kind of green-on-green sort of...
Like the interior map in Fallout that's just useless?
Yeah.
It really bothers me that those maps are so terrible.
In some areas, it's useful. If you're in a place that has multiple floors, it's useless.
Yeah.
But in a building that only has one floor, it's pretty good.
I guess I was trying so hard to use it when I went to that grade school, like the first thing out of the vault, and it was so useless there that I did find, I guess, getting around lamplighter caverns, it was kind of handy. So in areas that are big and have multiple exits that are really obvious on that map, then it's kind of convenient. Let's see. PizzaKiller55 says, you two are so awesome. I want to grow up and be just like you, and I hope the beer will have no carbs in the 10 years. In the 10 years.
I'd be honored, but he's probably not talking about me.
Well. Yeah. Why would you want beer to have no carbs? It puts hair on your chest. And gut on your front. How's everybody going to know how awesome you are if you don't have a big beer gut and a mustache? Pistachio Princess says, Aqueous says, if you stumble into the gash falling down drunk, your next ascension should be randomized. That's kind of funny. Fire Cold says, do you guys ever go to the other town's KOL meets? I used to. Riff, did you ever go to any other...
I don't think
ever,
I have.
Travel from here to go to a...
No, not to go to a KOL meet.
No, I don't mean, like, have you ever left here for any reason?
I fear the outdoors.
The space between buildings.
Yeah.
Mad Johnny says, why are there no Nazis in the Holy MacGuffin quest? There are.
There's, I mean, Dr. Awkward is pretty obviously Toot, or whatever his name is.
Right.
Did you, man, I was reading the other day when I was working on level 11 revamp stuff, I read some Wikipedia articles about Indiana Jones, and that dude, originally Spielberg wanted him to have a cyborg arm.
Yeah, like that would turn into a different kind of gun.
Yeah, turn into a flamethrower or machine gun. And of all people, it was Lucas that talked him down.
Yeah, I read that. Just makes me even angrier at George Lucas, though, you know? Like, oh, like, okay, so you weren't always...
Yeah.
You weren't always this asshole. ISuckoWell is gonna have to stop doing that.
What?
Just sending the same question 1,000 times.
Oh.
Blizzbub says, what the fuck is Q1? Q? Q-U-E-U-E? Yeah. We've decided to arrange the office into a series of demarcated places for people to line up.
We've got those velvet bank ropes everywhere.
Yep. Bank ropes. We should tighten them and try walking along them. Bespit says, hope you guys have been careful with your taxes, as I've heard that the IRS just started a project to go after companies that use PayPal and don't report that income or some such. No, we report all of that income. You don't have to worry about us. If we got audited, I would not be nervous. I would just feel sorry for the people who have to make sense of our sort of insane absence of record keeping.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure that there is a drawer somewhere filled with receipts at random. It's not that Zly doesn't do a good job of managing that aspect of things. It's that I don't give her any support or keep track of anything ever. Do I have to? Says, so when will you guys release an item of the month on time? We could have released that one on time. I just didn't want to do it on a Saturday. There was literally maybe 15 minutes worth of work done on the item of the month on Monday. I was hoping to get some dev feedback, but dev was pretty busy over the weekend, so didn't really even do a whole lot of discussion about it. I just don't like rolling out items of the month on Saturday because I just have to sit there forever waiting for long rollover. Iluro Dragon says, suggestion for CD Moyer. How about a /pull command for taking things out of Hanks? Or how about just a /pull command that would cause you... It would start a fight between you and some clay pigeons? That'd be funny, actually.
That would be.
They wouldn't do anything. Just shatter into dust when they take any damage at all. Waste. And they take 10 adventures to fight. Fire Cold says, you are so very wrong about that. I don't know.
About what?
My Spieling says, seriously, stop breathing so heavily into your mic. And then smiley that is a colon and the capital U. I'm not sure what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that facial expression is meant to convey.
I guess it could be like a duck or like a bear looking to the right. Blizzbob says, I love the effect of missing kidney.
I enjoy missing kidney. That was one of the ideas we've come up with that I thought was really funny.
Your favorite things are the things that... do things that are so complicated that no one will ever figure out what they are.
Yeah, I'm kind of a mean designer.
Anita Coffee says, if I find scorpions in my apartment again, can I call you to come kill them for me? No, I've got my hands full killing scorpions
full of
on
scorpions.
My own property.
Got your hands full of scorpions.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. T. Coop says, sorry to be a dick, but where's the item of the month / new item of the month? Yeah. Kevin B. says, what do you call a lesbian dinosaur? Answer, Lickalotopus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, why did you even read that one?
Because it's hilarious. No, I remember, it's that joke. It's like, two lesbians leave Florida to drive to San Francisco in one car, and two gay dudes leave Florida to drive to San Francisco in another car at the same time. Who gets there first? The lesbians, they get their lickety-split, but the gay guys have to stop and pack their shit. It's a funny joke. What's funny about it is a joke that its humor is rooted in Midwestern fear of homosexuals. Golgothica says, shouldn't boxes be boxen on the multi-use for large box and small box? I have never felt that boxen was a particularly funny
pluralization. I mean, is that like a Linux joke? Where does that originate from?
I think it came from the Linux crowd. Linguini Lad says, is fruming a real word, or did you mean to say fuming? He stands up, extends his wings, and starts fruming. No, I think he's fruming on account of he's frumious.
Yeah.
Dyslexal Sid says, I think if you write who watches the Watchmen on the graffiti wall, it should automatically be cut off and you should get beaten up. That's kind of funny, actually.
Or it, instead of appearing, it just has a, like a nuclear shadow painted in that section of the wall.
Huh. Rajan Ely says, totally new idea. You can have a joke about a chest being something you open, only it's really the chest of a familiar. We've already done that. Which you then reference in your next sentence by saying spooky boner dig unfamiliar. Aaron Finger says, please change chef stave so that if I equip a special sauce glove, then try to equip a chef staff, it rechecks whether I can equip it. Right now it gives the same error message. Huh. I didn't think that there was anything wrong with that, but there have been a handful of bug reports lately.
Really?
About chef staves and special sauce glove and custom outfits. Jay Herskow says, I was wondering if having the chattering teeth familiar could be changed to allow you to spend only 5 turns escaping from the chum cage. Finally give that familiar a use. Giving it a use would defeat the purpose. We can't take the grimoire and
it's a full-on lime, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It does have a purpose.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. BMR says, will the arena ever be turned into something that people think is worth using in an ascension context? Good familiar equipment becomes less significant when it's never worth getting.
I mean, it used to be.
Yeah. If we ever go back in time, it'll be turned into something people think is worth using in an ascension context. You know, I just don't know. I don't know what we would turn it into that would make it useful in an ascension context.
I'm not entirely sure of what changed that made it no longer useful in an ascension context.
Well, there are, I think, enough ways to get familiar weight up over the course of a normal ascension that you no longer actually need to spend any time just leveling your familiar up. And since you had to do that anyway, it was worth trying to get some equipment out of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what we would have to do to it to make it worth using again. You know, maybe it require 60-pound familiars for the Naughty Sorceress challenge. Right. Or require a 20-pound native weight on the familiar. Yeah, that's one of those things. Maybe people would actually enjoy having to deal with that. I don't know. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show! So why hippo skin buckler, but hippo skin poncho? Is hippo skin one word or two? Yes. I think it's okay that there's a little bit of a dichotomy there, right? Because you can refer to it. It is a hippo skin
Right.
But it is possible for something to be made of hippo skin.
Sure.
In fact, a hippo skin is made of hippo skin.
Yes.
And if you wore it to college, you'd be on hippo campus.
Oh.
Bo says, why do the familiar kill and arena win leaderboards only show currently equipped familiars? It's a bit misleading. Yeah, that leaderboard is goofy as hell. Blizzbob says, ever heard of Punkin' Chunkin'? It sounds like a new curse item to me. Yeah, so we would... Pazboy decided that we were gonna try and break the Guinness World Record for throwing a pumpkin with a trebuchet.
Yeah.
So we built a scale model of a trebuchet, threw some shit. It was pretty fun. We built a machine that would throw a rock further than we could throw it ourselves. And I felt like that was a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, that's...
Then Pez saw a video. We were starting to talk about the logistics of how we would actually make a much larger version, where we would do it, you know, how we would get the materials out there and everything. And Pez saw a video of the current world record holder, and he said the wheels on it are like 10 feet in diameter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just to be able to move that much weight?
I don't know. I don't know why the... I mean... So a trebuchet needs, theoretically, a trebuchet needs wheels to stop from just breaking itself apart when you fire it, right?
Because it
ends up swinging back and forth. As I said, there were like bulldozed, like 8-10 foot berms on either side of it to just keep it in place when it launched and rocked back and forth. So yeah, I think it's just a little bit outside of the realm of possibility. I always kind of felt like it was. I kind of felt like it was definitely worth making a scale model. Because the scale model of a trebuchet is still a trebuchet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe what you just need is to get a really small pumpkin and go to beat the world record in scale.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say in space. Because, you know, honestly, we could take our trebuchet into space. So that probably wouldn't work. The trebuchet relies on gravity in order to operate. Right, so... Yeah. Although I wonder what happens. I wonder what, like, proportionally lower gravity would do to that. If we found a point in space
mm-hmm.
where it was almost far enough away from the Earth that the bucket itself would fall, but then... the pumpkin would reach escape velocity because it was a few feet further away. I think we can do it. Zap Rouse Dower says, I demand that you change the name of the caveman frat boy to Bro-Magnon Man. That's pretty funny. Tyrattlesnake says, you should make that 1,000 fights in a row dungeon you've stopped talking about. I've stopped talking about it, but I haven't stopped thinking about it. I'm really curious, like, the problem with us doing anything small scale is that we can't do anything small scale, right? Like,
yeah, we keep getting more ideas,
which are, in a lot of cases, too good to omit, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it would be stupid to do this and not do this obvious cool thing with it.
Right.
And, you know, maybe sometimes we need to just... turn that off and save those ideas for another big project somewhere else down the line. That happens, and when that happens, it has tended to serve us just as well as, you know, always going with our instincts. Our instincts frequently cause us to not get anything done because things are always in danger of getting so big that they cannot be finished. And,
I'm well aware of that problem.
We get... With the underwater stuff, now it's like, okay, well, we're going to do this. This was the plan for the next, like, you know, sort of 2-week rollout. Well, but if we're going to do that, we might as well tie that into this. And that means we might as well tie it into this. And so in order for that to make sense, we really shouldn't roll this out without this. And then, so it's this gigantic, you know, gigantic thing. There's some real progress being made on it, so it's getting there. But, you know, even the stuff you did today, that is an unlock mechanism for something that has not even been conceived of yet.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, okay, well, should we even put that in? Like, because that relies on at least 2 more content rollouts before it's at all relevant. But, like, yeah. Yeah. So, what I'm saying about the whole quick the Quick and Dirty Clan Dungeon. Hobopolis was supposed to be a Quick and Dirty Clan Dungeon, right? Hobopolis was supposed to be a nice, simple counterpart to the thing that we had started talking about in Boston in January and done, you know, a not insignificant amount of design work on, but not a super significant amount of design work. And Hobopolis, as the standby, as the, like, nope, let's just get a quick one in there and get it done, still took, like, 4 months.
Yeah, because coming up with, oh, well, we should do this, and, oh, wouldn't it be awesome if...
You know, and then Hot Stuff decides, all right, there need to be at least three ways in which each alley interacts with another alley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, and like, it's, God, it just, stuff spirals out of control super fast. Part of it, I'm beginning to wonder if we shouldn't work together less. All of us, you know, like, because I wonder how much time we waste trying to sort of achieve a creative consensus ahead of time.
Well,
when we could just get stuff done.
Yeah, but it would the stuff that we got done that way be as high a quality as what we come up with?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you could argue that it would exist. So something that exists is a higher quality than something that never actually gets finished.
Well, okay.
I mean,
but it does, the stuff we do together does eventually get finished.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I have a feeling that if in the near future a single boss sort of one-off clan dungeon were to occur, it would be a result of me just locking myself into a closet for a few days and just cranking it out.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I got some ideas. We'll see if anything tickles my fancy well enough to actually sit down and focus. Okay, so I just want to put this out there. Nightmare asked me to. Sorry, we're thinking about trying to do a LARP again at this year's con, and we're thinking about doing it on a scale where we would need to know how many people were going to do it. So we were thinking about selling tickets separately like we did at that first con.
LARP tickets.
And curious as to how people would feel about that. Probably end up being $10, because I think that's what it was last time. Really just as a reserve your place kind of thing. probably for participating in the LARP, for just participating, there would end up being some kind of in-game reward. Hmm. That'll get a lot more people to do it, I guess, at the cost of my soul for... I don't know. Is it bad for my soul to actually try and get people to do stuff that gets us money?
Nah.
I think it is.
Nah.
I mean, commerce is bad for my soul. I think by my own reckoning, which is really all that matters, right?
Is it
like
not?
Eventually I'm going to be in the underworld and I'm going to have to compare the weight of my heart to the weight of a feather, and if I'm constantly doing things that disappoint me.
Well,
it's
but
really
all
that matters,
you.
Right?
I mean, is it not? Counterbalanced by the fact that you bring people such joy?
Really, really heavy feathers.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
That's probably what I should have said.
From Big Bird.
Pioneered the new lead feather in its industry.
Yellow lead feather.
Yellow lead feather. Ironically, that was my nickname in high school.
How was that ironic?
I don't know.
Because you didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Dr. Kier says, the Frumious Bandersnatch. The flavor of this item is positively one-tastic. And the powers? Simply fabulacular. Fabulacular. Not fablacular.
Fablacular.
It's like fabulous and black. not to mention it reminds me of a cute gorl. I don't know what a gorl is.
It's a girl made out of coral.
Oh. I see. Somebody who's half girl, half girl. Lord Derby says, are you ever going to implement the disturbing fanfic, or at least take away the ability to use it from inventory? You know, it's gotten to one of those things where every time that comes up, people are like, no, leave it, it's funny. This is like a long-running joke that item isn't implemented. It is eventually just going to be an offhand sleaze spell tuna.
Yeah, I think that was the plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we were like, God damn it, we got to get through this. We got to do the lower level ones, and then we got to do higher level ones, and that's going to be one of the higher level ones, and then we just never did it. You did the thing in the library with the Necrotelenomnicon.
Yeah.
Nom-nom-nom-nicon. Paul Beatty says, "Hey, Jick, I'm a teacher observing in a middle school at the moment, and a kid came up to me and asked what advice I could give him going into high school. And I said, don't tell anyone I told you this, but sleep with as many girls as possible." Good job, Paul Beatty. Very responsible. Sever says, "Can't you just make it so that every choice adventure where you can choose to say no will just not show up for 20 adventures instead of making an exception for each one? If, that is how those work. I do not really recall." I could do it, but I don't really want to, because we would end up, there would end up being a ton of them that people would ask us to be exempted from that rule. So it's really, you know, it's really only in, like, zones that people are going to want to farm that I'm going to even consider doing that. It literally takes, like, a minute. Like, I could do that in the amount of time Schmitty's been trying to hit that for a given choice adventure. Grethko says, "Results from 40 summons of all divine favors, 29 divine cans of silly string." Huh. Yep. The RNG will get you that way sometimes. Ziggy Zagnut said, "Just so you guys know, this month familiar is flippin' sweet. Nice work, Riff." Weren't you the only person that didn't work
yeah,
on
it? Yeah, I think I may be the one person that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you can take credit anyway.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be of service.
Noodlehead 2003 says, "With the mall search revamp, the shopkeepers have become completely obsolete. Any thoughts on making them more worthwhile?" Yeah, there was some discussion when we initially rolled this out of having in the window that pops up when you buy stuff from the search, have the shopkeeper and his name and the store text show up in that window. And the reason that I didn't do it is because I could just already hear in the little future echoes in my ears people pissing and moaning about that because some of the text is so long, right? And that would just cause, like, crazy jumping around when you were trying to buy a lot of stuff. And I knew that if it rolled out with that feature, everyone would just be screaming for the ability to turn it off. And that, so, you know, basically irrelevant. So, yeah. King Stupid says, "Don't let it die, Jick. Halfway to Assville. Keep the dream alive." And then Jacques Minot says, "What the hell is Fuzzle Faggot Ridge?" Fuzzle Faggot Ridge is the place where Hot Stuff used to live. It's out, halfway to Assville, Massachusetts. Right, I wonder if there is an Assville, Massachusetts.
What?
I said, I wonder if there is an Assville, Massachusetts.
There's a Big Ugly West Virginia.
Is there?
Yep. They have Big Ugly High School with the Big Ugly Cheerleaders.
Huh.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. Like Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. There's a street or a road or something in New Mexico called Bucket of Blood. We saw it on the GPS as we were driving through New Mexico. I said, "Hey, Jenny, where are we?" And she looked at the thing, and it said, "Bucket of Blood."
When were you driving? When did you drive through New Mexico?
Driving back from Wisconsin.
Oh, right, right. I forgot about that. It's hard to imagine you on a road trip.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I do that kind of thing once in a while. Generally, the amount of travel I do in a year is the limit of my patience for traveling in a year.
Mm-hmm. And that limit is variable?
Very small. Christmas and Comic-Con, that's...
And Mystery Hunt.
That's about as much as I can deal with.
Oh, yeah, and you went to PAX last
year. Yeah, we went to PAX. I don't know. It was all right. Considering that the most fun, the two things that were the best about PAX was the impromptu chiptunes concert out on the street and hanging out with my high school buddies playing board games in the basement of a different building. I'm not sure that we need to go back.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Kind of. I didn't really need to go back after the first one.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to go and hang out. Like I, you know, I keep saying this, and I will continue to say it. I probably would not have been going for the last 2 years and would not go in the future if I were not going kind of specifically with the mini-bosses guys and hanging out with them almost the entire time.
Right.
King Stupid said, "So, Riff, did you talk Jake into a Wally-esque familiar yet? Pulverize would be great when it smashes something you were looking for example, Giant Needle or other quest items. Also, on an old radio show, Mr. S was talking about juggling wool."
Juggling wool?
Yeah. You know, like balls of yarn?
Hmm.
Or, sweaters? Or live sheep?
You couldn't do sheep, everybody would fall asleep.
Oh. That was pretty funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. King Stupid says, "Jake, you guys would love Polarity," and then links to a Board Game Geek. Is that magnet game that you had?
Yeah, is a pretty good game.
Did we ever play it?
It's interesting. I've never actually played a game. I've just played with the magnets that it comes with and, like, tried to learn the motions you have to get the hang of in order to play the game, and it's tricky.
I'm looking at your copy of it right now.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to like lean magnets up in midair.
Yeah.
Right.
You're trying to sort of. It's these for people that don't know it. It's these sort of like if you know like Othello, or it's also called a Reversi, and it's got those. Plastic tokens that are white on one side and black on the other. Just imagine basically exactly that, except it's got a magnet inside. So you get, like, stacks of them that stick together magnetized, and then you're trying to lean another disc against the magnetic field, so it's just sort of hovering on its side. And that's basically the object of the game.
I mean, are you also allowed to, like, disturb other people's...
I believe the way it works is that if tokens collide, then you collect them all into one stack, and you turn it up, flip it up on the board so that the other player's color is on top, and that becomes their stack. So that's sort of your penalty for causing a crash is that the other player gets
a bunch of points.
The points for all the tokens involved.
Is a lean worth more points than
the lean is basically what you're doing on your turn. Your turn consists of attempting to lean a token somewhere.
Right. So then, what happens when you do?
I believe
then your turn is over.
Just
like
that, yeah, if you do
a lean or a crash.
Yeah, you take your turn attempting to do a lean, and if you do it successfully, then you didn't fuck up. Good for you. And it's the other guy's turn to try and not fuck up.
I see.
I might be remembering wrong. It's been a while, but and it's got an odd little. The extra little bonus rule is that there's another magnetized piece in the very middle, which is a red piece, and it's on a little red circle. And if...
It's a unipolar magnet.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think there's any such thing as a unipolar magnet.
Oh, right. It's a regular magnet.
It's a perpetual motion
whatever
machine.
That is. But, if...
With an honest Mexican.
If the movement of the magnets and people... moving the magnets around on the board, if at any point in the game you cause the red magnet to move entirely off of its circle, you just lose automatically.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy. Artie Effen says, "Hey guys, love the show. Who wrote the descriptions for the new item of the month's equipment? They're all laugh out loud funny. Nice work." That would have been Mr. Skullhead.
Yep.
Mr. Skullhead did almost all the writing for this guy. Zach68 says, "What's so secret about the secret blend of herbs and spices? All it is herbs and spices." Yeah, but you don't. The secret is the proportion.
Yeah, the proportion of
it's
herbs
a secret blend.
Spices.
It's not. Yeah, it's not like a. It's not like a blend of secret herbs and spices, or blend of herbs and secret spices, or blend secret of herbs and spices. It's a secret blend. Beyond Birthday says, "Sup guys, miss me? How many of you work on KOL as a whole anyway?" Well, me and Riff, like, work on the actual game. Me and Riff, Hot Stuff, and Scully, and C.D. Moyer. Am I forgetting anybody?
Not that are working on this game. I don't think so.
Ooh, foreshadowing. Blizzbub says, the sea needs fishnet stockings, and then like 100 other people say, the sea needs fishnet stockings.
Yeah, I don't know what you would catch with them.
Who? Cosmobot says, since the next schedule of St. Sneaky Pete's Day is the 7th and St. Patrick's is the 17th, are you guys going to do 11 days of drunken madness adventures like last Halloween? If not, will it happen on the 17th at all this year? Is it March that St. Patrick's Day is in?
I can never remember. March and April might as well be a single 60-day month as far as I'm concerned.
I've always had that problem with August and September.
Really?
I can never really remember, like, what order they're in, and I can never remember which one of them corresponds to which number, which is, I guess, exactly the same as not remembering what order they're in. God, if that's this month, that fucking sucks, because that means tomorrow we gotta scramble to get Sneaky Pete's Day. Yeah, no. I'm saying no 11 days worth of content. Ray Janili says, alternate universe Super Jick would have given us a chat effect with this month's familiar. Also, item unequipped is the best thing I never even knew I wanted. Yeah, I told you. Everybody was like, no, turn it off. We hate you. Now you see. Now you like it. Or you're running Grease Monkey scripts to suppress it. Of the Hill People says, Radio Bugbear, sorry. Hey, Jick and Company, why don't we have a strip joint on the wrong side of the tracks to throw meat at? Remember when you and I, when you first moved into town, we would go and throw meat at the strip joint?
Just at the wall.
Yeah.
We didn't go in or...
Yeah, we just sit out in the alley with a Costco pack of bologna.
Yeah. Those are the days, man.
Yeah. I do remember driving around with Doc Galactic with like this broken toilet in the back of my old red pickup truck. We have like just sort of lurching around as violently as possible, just trying to break the toilet into smaller and smaller pieces so we could just leave little bits of it everywhere that we went instead of actually having to like throw it away.
My friend Mark and I, our solution to when he ended up with a spare toilet was to take it out into a field and blow it apart with a World War I rifle he had.
Sweet.
It was fun.
We are going to run out of questions today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That hasn't happened in a long time. I really burned through a lot of questions on Monday, trying to make up for Thursday. But, Gold says, shouldn't the fireworks / pumpkin bucket / Mayflower bouquet have some indication of what they do in the description? Even something like plays tricks on monsters or does flowery stuff in combat would be good. Yeah, I guess sometimes I do stuff like that and sometimes I don't. I feel like at this point, anybody who's going to buy one of those things probably knows what it does. And anybody who doesn't know what something does and is going to buy it, or is going to see what it does in the description in Mr. Store, which always says stuff like that. I don't know. Severus says, you poke it with the pointy end of your Nolish auto plunger, then hit it with the blunt end. All told, it deals 109 damage. The auto plunger has a pointy end? Wait, it's a spear? Further, shouldn't it do stench damage? The description makes it seem like it would. Yeah, the auto plunger went in before there was any such thing as stench damage. I don't know why we haven't added any. Is there stench damage on the regular plunger?
I don't know.
Let's look.
Okay.
Plung. No, there is no enchantment on the regular plunger. Well, that's fine.
Huh. Didn't we have the big drive to not have any dropped weapons that didn't have enchantments?
We did, except for ones that you could buy at NPC stores, and you can buy the plunger at an NPC store.
Oh, right.
So they're in this weird kind of hybrid area. Dude.
Okay.
Tomato Bob says, how does the leaderboard select what to display? Is it working right? I'm just asking because it seems like the Elven Limbos gingerbread consumption has been coming up weekly. It's just a coincidence, man. As far as I know, it's still as random as it ever was. Noah M says, this is quite a puzzle for Riff, and then links to a YouTube video that I had also seen somewhere else that's like the weird Rubik's dodecahedron.
Oh, that thing, yeah. Man, I like Rubik's Cube type puzzles, but not because I find them in any way solvable. I just like cubes.
Didn't you eventually solve that off-center one?
By applying the regular Rubik's Cube solving web page instructions to it, yeah.
Huh. How did you like label the sides somehow?
No, you just kind of get used to. You can sort of tell like, but based on the size of the individual pieces.
Right. That was a fascinating little...
Yeah, it is. It's really neat.
Darcel says, pardon me, gentlemen, but I must make a correction. Normally I can overlook the fact that Jack has no idea how this game works, but on two separate occasions you've mentioned that clockwork keys cannot be pickpocketed. They can, but if they are pickpocketed, they do not count towards the trophy.
Huh.
I don't think that that's true. Unless something about the whole pickpocketing, ignoring conditionals thing is just not working the way that I think it does at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They all have conditionals on them.
Yeah.
They're weird conditionals, but... Alright, so anybody other than Darcel, can you pickpocket a clockwork key? Because you shouldn't be able to. If the code is working properly, you should not be able to pickpocket a clockwork key. The idea of him saying that if they're pickpocketed, they don't count towards the trophy, that's weird, because that makes me think maybe there is something weird about the way that conditional is being handled, but seriously. I'm going to look at that code. I'm going to look at that code right now. Riff, do something entertaining while I do this.
I don't know what I could do that would be entertaining to people listening on the radio.
You could do a dance. Well, that wouldn't work.
See?
You could... You could juggle... Oh.
No. Wait, I get what you're... couldn't do that.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and see, I'm like all on the spot now, too, so it's even harder.
So the only way you can pickpocket an item with a conditional is if the conditional has the steal-only tag in it, which makes it so you can... only get it from pickpocketing.
Right.
But, excuse me. Wow. Once again, just god-awful heartburn. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I think
those margaritas were poison.
There should be Tums in the cabinet.
Yeah. I bought a big thing of Tums and Pepto-Bismol. During the music break, I'm going to mix up a refreshing cocktail of whiskey and Pepto-Bismol.
Ugh.
Looking at this code, you should not be able to pickpocket clockwork keys. Just shouldn't happen. But I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong here. So it's looking at ones where... Yeah. You know, unless it's, like, not using the right conditional. No, it is using the same conditional that everything else uses. Yeah, you should not be able to pickpocket clockwork keys. If you can, there is something wrong. So, yeah. When that starts out with one of those, I know Jake doesn't know anything about the game, that makes me feel like, you know, what the fuck, man. Goodbar says, I had Roderick make me a staff of the Black Kettle without realizing that there's that mysticality requirement I'm now stuck with without a chef staff. Any chance for an unmake option? No, he tells you, you can look at what he's going to make, can't you?
Which?
When Roderick is when you show him a staff that you have, he tells you what the chef staff will be, and there's a link that you can click on. and see what the chef staff is going to do and see what its mysticality requirement is. So I'm going to say that that's a mistake that you're just going to have to deal with.
I don't think I've played a mysticality class since that went in, so I have no idea how the chef staffs work.
Jubweb says, you should send everyone who gets banned to the slash punk channel so that you can have the slash punks versus the slash mods. P.S. I know this is a terrible idea, but shut up, hippie. And he says, is the Nemesis Quest an elaborate joke where our true foe is Riff?
maybe there should be a twist ending.
If we kill Riff, will we all get our super epic weapon? Also, Riff should get a monocle, an evil laugh, and some spandex, and make a video demanding 10 billion meat, or he will blow up the Nemesis Quest with his moon laser.
Spandex?
Yeah, he's already got a monocle and an evil laugh. Gold says, if you keep putting off the next C-Zone, you're never going to get around to making it. I'll make it with your mom! Get around to that. Preenyqueezer says, don't forget the time change this weekend. What time will the radio shows be on next week? Huh. So they'll be an hour earlier for us and people in Arizona, same time for everybody else.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, nobody else really has to worry about it.
So we don't have to go all the way until 11 anymore?
Yeah. Let's see. I want to play some music, and once again, I have not queued up any music ahead of time, so now I'm just scrambling. Yeah. Riff, do something entertaining.
I'm playing with the wrapper from some chopsticks from Yogi's Grill. That's kind of entertaining to me.
You're playing with a wrapper?
I can crinkle it more audibly so that other people
will know. This is not very entertaining.
It's just, you gotta be a little bit zen about it.
All right. Well, we're going to see you in 11 or 12 minutes. I'm sure you'll miss us.
Make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger than ever. Our work is never over. Make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger than ever. Trip into the burrow. sunlight that settles over Washington. A trip to the market, a trip around the world, where the evening meal is negotiable if there is one. This is a lonely, lonely life. Sorrows everywhere you turn. And that's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money. That's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money.
Back again. Yeah, so a lot of people claiming that you can pickpocket Clockwork Keys. I'm looking at the queries. I'm trying to queries them out manually. I'm looking at the code. I'm looking at the drop table. And you should not be able to pickpocket Clockwork Keys. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I've asked C.D. Moyer for help. So if you suddenly stop being able to pickpocket Clockwork Keys, it's his fault.
Well, I mean, is there something else that they could also try and pickpocket that they should not be able to?
I mean, anything. Like, if you can pickpocket Clockwork Keys, you should be able to pickpocket, you know, the skull of the Boner Dagon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's...
Well, aren't... Bosses are inherently not pickpocketable, aren't they?
Well, they used to be.
Oh, that's right, that changed.
But there are all kinds of things that you could fuck up if you could pickpocket items with conditionals on them like that. Melon says, the new Crimbo backstory is hilarious, especially the parts that make fun of all the complaints Crimbo's had over the years. I lolled. I did too. I enjoyed that today. Got Milk 2 says, no Square Root Day celebration? No. I didn't think that that was particularly funny. Ansorath says, at first glance, I read Jicken Riff as Riffin Raff. Discuss.
I think that's about all the discussion that's possible for that statement.
Max Malmulty says, can Mall Search be improved to include wildcards such as Mutant Star Egg? I don't actually know if that's
an... Star Egg?
Yeah.
That's a Cthulhu monster, isn't it?
Sure, you got tired of that Cthulhu game you were playing, didn't you?
Oh, the web one?
Cthulhu,
yeah, eventually.
Nation? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, I eventually ran out of interest. It was neat.
Ran out of caves to exhaust.
Yeah, ran out of caves, ran out of hexagonal graph paper.
Hexagonal graph paper.
What?
I said you had hexagonal graph paper.
I did.
You can't make larger hexes out of hexagonal graph paper, though.
I mean, that's true.
I guess.
You can. They're lumpy.
You can do them with points, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could draw hexes on anything if you weren't following the lines. P4N1Q says, I love these new chat commands, but is there any way to count my ings? I don't know. I don't think quotes work in that. Cole the Invincible suggests a skill called Nose Hairs of Justice. Petrified Puma says, may I have a taco? You can get one from Cole the Invincible, but I don't think you're going to like it. Princess Edward says, I am new to Kingdom of Loathing, and I want you guys to know that you have an amazing show and can talk about Radio Shack for as long as you want. Riff, how long do you want to talk about Radio Shack?
I'm done.
Yeah, me too. I haven't been to Radio Shack lately.
But something at Radio Shack not all that long ago. I don't remember what it was. It might have been a soldering iron.
A Zener diode.
A Zener diode.
Remember, that was what Stuart was all excited about in the episode of Beavis and Butthead where they're couch fishing.
I don't remember that one at all.
They get like a fish hook on the end of a line and they like put stuff on it. They dig around in their couch and find stuff and put stuff on it and throw it out into the street to see what they can catch. And they find a box of prunes and they come back with an old lady. He says, I heard you can get a wicked head rush from huffing prune box air. That one was actually pretty funny. I didn't, by and large, like the cartoons. I was a lot more fond of them watching videos, but
yeah.
That one was pretty funny. They find an old broken Walkman, and they put it on the fishhook, and they throw it out onto the sidewalk, and Stuart, the, like, nerdy kid with the winger shirt,
he's like,
whoa, a Zener diode, and, like, goes to reach for the Walkman, because he's all excited about one of the components. I don't even know what a Zener diode is.
I'm not sure that's a real thing.
It is. I looked it up once. Yeah. It's just some kind
of... I know a reverse oscillating klystron is a real thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like an inner oscillator.
I have no idea what it is.
Mayim Bialik says, Riff, I love you bunches. Any idea when the next content dump will be? I'm currently on the fence about the item of the month, which is really something for me. It's awesome. Wait. How's that being on the fence? When will your next content dump be, Riff? He took a dump of content into the next underwater zone today.
Yeah. I put in a fair day's worth of work today, actually.
Zona says, we need more Kokobo-related items. There is something almost Kokobo for every slot but shirt, hat, and pants. I would so buy a Mr. Store item that has to do with Kokobos. What sort of Kokobo items are there for...
Yeah, I'm not sure what... I mean, other than the familiar itself, what is...
There's a stuffed one,
which
you can put in your offhand. Are there some Kokobo accessories?
Not that come to mind. I guess I can look in the wiki.
Someone you know says, why is it that hardcore runs do not allow players to make hardcore permanent or perm skill from a previous softcore ascension run? Because we want you to have to do a hardcore run... having acquired that skill to make it hardcore permanent. Zona says, an upgraded Kokobo familiar or some Gyashi greens would be awesome.
Oh, it's the tiny plastic Kokobos.
Oh. Oh. I suppose you could just look at Zona and see what he's wearing.
No.
I don't know if that's if that's actually going to work. Nope, he's wearing a nurse's hat, a chef's staff, a hubcap, some astronaut pants. Yeah. You're not really taking advantage of the Kokobo items we've given you. So we're not giving you any more. If you'd been wearing them when I read this, it would have been one thing, but no, sorry. Sorry, Zona.
That's harsh, man.
Riff, throw away the folder full of... throw away that Kokobo clan dungeon.
Oh, okay.
With all the clan dungeons.
Here's your notebook.
Made out of Kokobo. Yeah. Thanks. Nice one, Zona. This is why we can't have nice things. What are Gyashi greens? Is that some shit you feed Kokobos?
Yeah, I think that's the things that you either feed them or attract them with, depending on which game it is.
Do you have to clean up their poop ever?
I don't... If you do not, then that is something that game has over World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. Man. I kind of stopped playing after I got upset with that zone where you had to take the retard in blackface over to enslave some black people. And then the quest where you have to fart a lot and then kill a bunch of bald eagles. that zone is seriously fucked up. Like, it's not... It doesn't...
I remember the killing bald eagles.
You take this, like, retarded guy in a troll mask.
Oh, right!
Over to where these trolls
There's
are.
There's actually
so can, like,
backstory to that, because that guy, he hangs out in front of the old, where was it? Zul'Garub, maybe? And apparently something... If you like, finish the last quest in that raid instance, he ends up getting blowed up. But I guess it turns out he survived with only crippling brain damage.
Yeah. But he goes over it. And just in case you forget for a minute that trolls are black, he talks to them all Jamaican. They get excited about it. I seriously think that somebody who was in charge of writing content for that zone just decided...
Is a freak. Yeah, we refer to him as Fart Guy. No, Poop Guy, I'm sorry. Yeah, Poop Guy. Poop Guy writes all those quests. The fact that there is, in almost every zone in Outland and Northrend, there is one quest that forces you to dig through poop. That's his fault, man. I don't know who he is, but he's getting a kick in the balls if I meet him.
If you ever meet him and know that it's him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it suck if you met him but didn't know that it was him?
After the fact and then discovered that had been him? Yeah, that would be terrible.
Cheese Dude says, is the joke for the bottle of cooking sherry meant to be that you can't cook anything with it? If so, change it, since it's not funny at all.
Man, if we had to change all our jokes that weren't funny, we'd have a lot of...
What's that? Where did this all-in-all you'd rather have lobster come from?
I don't know. What context?
So it's not for drinking, it's for cooking with, is the Outlaw Josie Wales? Is that where that's from?
Yeah, I guess. That I mean, assuming that's the reference that's being made.
That is the reference. That it's not for eating, it's for looking through.
Yeah.
Then it's the booze equivalent of baking chocolate. That's just a statement of fact.
Yeah.
It'll do in a pinch, but all in all you'd rather have lobster. I don't remember where that comes from.
Yeah, that's not familiar to me.
So you didn't write it?
No.
Maybe it was Scully. Rapmaster B says, Riff, any large-scale puzzle scheduled for the near future? Actually, I'll answer on Riff's behalf, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's that one that we've been kind of talking about on and off, and I made a little semi-rant in the wiki about how absolutely excruciatingly difficult we should make it.
Right. There's also the orange one up there that's been on the whiteboard since you moved in.
Which one of the three orange ones up on the whiteboard?
The lowest orange one. The one that's done and just waiting for me to draw in C.D. Moyer.
Oh, right. Yeah, actually.
That's been done for, like... I think that has been basically ready to go for literally years.
Yeah. Yeah. At least 2 years, I would say.
Mark Chud says, new chat interface soon? Tony Riga says, why doesn't a cue ball drop in the haunted billiards room? How can we shoot pool without a cue ball? But he's saying, the letter Q. That isn't... It's C-U-E, man. You don't feel like it's okay to take the cue ball, because then nobody will be able to play at all. That's why you never steal one of those. Obsidian00 says, any plans for hats that would turn a hat rack into a sombrero? Paper crown is the only one. Yeah, some of the functionalities of the hat rack got written and used for one thing or never used at all, and then... Boy, that hat rack was a lot of work. Clunt Beef says... never mind. Larry Linguini says, are there any enforceable laws among the populace of the kingdom? Only one, and it was, it's that it's against the law to ask that question. So, the guys will be at your house soon with their jackboots and their thuggery. Casey Wiederman sends a link to a picture of a woman wearing a bra made of bacon. It's not really a bra made of bacon so much as a woman with some bacon on her boobs.
Yeah.
Again, don't understand what's wrong with just plain old bacon.
Or plain old boobs.
I mean, yeah, far be it for me to complain about the addition of boobs to something, but, like, seriously, I'd rather just eat the bacon. You know, like, fried up in a pan, not raw, off of some boobs.
Yeah.
Although, fried up in a pan and then eaten off of some boobs? I get behind that.
Oh, maybe. I tend to like my bacon really, like, glass shard-like.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if that would be comfortable for boobs.
Huh. I like it chewy. I like my bacon like I like my boobs. Wrinkled and chewy. let's see. Garrick says, it would be great if Slash Pull launched the clay pigeon, and if you couldn't hit it in one round, it would smack you in the head, doing damage and ending the fight. That's kind of funny. Ninty says, I asked weeks ago what familiar you would be if you could, but you were drunk, so I'll ask again. We have so many familiars, man. I don't even know how I would decide that. Maybe I'd be an OAF.
Which familiar would we be? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Man, I'm kind of beyond the, or out of the loop recently in familiars. I used to have an almost completely full list of them, and now I think I'm missing like five or six. I don't know. I always like the Kokobo. I've got it pulling my little brain wagon.
Yeah, that's true. Larry Linguini says, I heard Boxen from Brian Regan. Casey Wiederman says, Boxen's from comedian Brian Regan. It's part of a build-up to a funny punchline. I see. Plushy Lion says, can you give newbies a newbie pack? No. The tutorial gives you some soup and some beer.
We had that newbie pack from the con.
Oh, the Junior Adventurers kit
thing
from Gen Con. Yeah. No Hurt Me says, you can get one of those on eBay.
A newbie pack?
Yeah. No, a Junior Adventurers pack. I always see, every time I Google Kingdom of Loathing, I see... let's look. Let's see if there are any of those on eBay right now. No, weird. Huh. 317,000 results in Google for Kingdom of Loathing.
Are we still the top entry for Kingdom?
I don't think so. I don't think we have been for quite a while. We're number 4. It's Kingdom Biology in Wikipedia. Huh. And then The Kingdom with Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Garner. We're 2nd for Kingdom of, for Loathing.
Wow, well, on my version of Google, we're like 7th.
Oh, really?
Kingdom, yeah.
No, personalized based on your web history. Yeah. You can look at what it looks like. I'm still 2nd without those enhancements for Loathing.
Yeah, I get second for loathing.
Weird. Without these improvements. Oh, yeah, we are down a ways. Kingdom on MySpace Music. The fuck is that? I hate those guys. Let's kill them. Those guys cost $300. Grack says, make getting proper familiar equipment 100% drop after 10 adventures. People would use the arena then. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's got to be a little frustrating.
To get the lead necklace.
Yeah, maybe it should only give you the lead necklace if you've already got one of the equipment that...
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Here's a question to all y'all out in Radioland. Would people use the arena if you were guaranteed to get the familiar's equipment from it instead of three quarters guaranteed to get it? No Hurt Me says, ever thought about having a semi-rare that gives you your familiar equipment? Would the equipment be worth the trade? That's kind of interesting, actually.
Hmm.
That would be an interesting way to do that, just apart from the arena. Maybe we could just get rid of the arena completely.
You have a semi-rare that gave you the equipment for every familiar in your terrarium that wasn't at 0 pounds.
Huh. That's a little tough. Beowulf says, how's that guild quest coming along, eh? Got ideas coming in there? Writing an interesting and humorous storyline for
it? Worth more than...
You're doing a good job on it. you see what he's doing there, though, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Grax says, for Mr. Store Familiars, in response to the 100% drop after 10 adventures thing. Thaddeus Mutton says, why are you being all cryptic about the missing trophy? Come on, dude, come on. I'm not being all cryptic.
He's being misanthropic about the missing trophy.
Zero Blah says, hey, one of you just said something about a level 11 revamp. Please, oh, please tell us that the Hidden Temple is part of that. Now, the stuff that Riff's been messing with the Hidden Temple is not involved in.
Right. That was your thing.
Riff's just doing a few little...
Little tweaks here and there. Nothing huge I'm going to tell you about.
Not even anything small you're going to tell about.
That's right. It'll all be a surprise. And just because I'm a bastard, I think we're probably not even going to tell you what any of it is when it happens. And you'll spade it all out yourselves.
Popplebox says... If I sell something in my main mall store, send the money to a multi, get him to buy something, and then send it back while I'm in Bad Moon, is that abuse? I'd like the new item of the month without messing up Kitty Core. That kind of thing, you're fine. Just, you can do that. It's fine. Since no one gets deleted, my multi won't get a benefit, and I'll get to sell that Llama Kriya I bought for a shiny new Bandersnatch once I'm done. Yep. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, and your discussion of the merits of hookahs has given me an idea. I can't run a coal forge in the city, but maybe if I make a coal hookah, it'll only fill one yard with smoke. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it could be a fun way to ruin a shop vac. Yeah. Zona says, do not despair! I want more Kokobo-themed content, a monster or something, because Kokobo content is like uber awesome. I'm going to look at Zona again. Alright, he's still wearing the same shit. Riff,
nope.
Delete all the existing Coca-Cola items from the game.
Man, I'm going to have to redraw my avatar.
It's true. Yeah, you're responsible for tracking down every piece of fan art with a Coca-Cola in it and burning it.
Man. Now I wish I was on contracts payments and like Kevin instead of salary.
Catatonic Monkey says, yes, you can pickpocket a clockwork key. Yeah. Mark Chud says, if you'll fix it if it's wrong, then assume it's fine. Clockwork keys, no. CDM's looking. Zona says it's true and don't fix it. I've made a killing in those. I don't fucking know, man. Lickow Korar says, why does a Vampire Pearl earring have a higher equip requirement than the other Vampire Pearl jewelry? 47 compared to 35. You're going to have to ask Uncle Hot Stuff, because he's the one who puts the equipment requirements on things these days.
He is our numbers monkey.
Justin Arms says, no question, only hug. Hug.
Aww.
Mr. Kirby says, hugs for Jick. Much love for the awesomeness of the whole KOL team. Oh, Riff, does it make you feel like a big loser that Mr. Kirby didn't give you a hug?
He said the whole KOL team.
No, it's much love for the awesomest of you, but he didn't give you a hug.
Oh.
See, I'm awesome and I got a hug. You're just awesome. Fag. Mixie says, I noticed today that Jick responded personally to one of my bug reports, and I was thinking, are there kinds of bugs that would be more valuable for us to report? Are there kind of bugs that you'd prefer we not bother to report so you can focus on more important ones? I would prefer people to stop reporting bugs about the bugged bugbear.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, a not insignificant number of those come in per week.
Bugs that get reported about people who have lost objects and they're in their closet.
Yeah, or just in their inventory.
Yeah.
Like, people, you know, I bought an iceberg lid and then I folded it and it disappeared. No, it didn't. It just turned into one of the iceberg lid items and it's still sitting in your inventory. Tremendous number of those. Clunt Beef says, how many active players are there on KOL? Just curious.
I'm going to say 12, 13. Let me see. Do we still have that thing that...
We do, but it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, according to this, like, 31,000 and change accounts got logged into today, 55,000 and change, and then 86,000 and change in the last month. But, you know, there's no telling. I just kind of figure there are probably, like, 20 or 30,000 people who play regularly.
You think such a huge proportion of that monthly statistic is
multis?
Is multis?
Yeah. Just because of the number of people who are sort of always there doing a lot of multi-abuse in between the time that they start doing it and we catch them.
Hmm.
Right? Like, the numbers get inflated. Yeah. It was weird talking to Raph Koster about how at the time that they were looking at things, the average EverQuest player owned and paid for like 1.7 or 1.9 accounts.
Huh.
Because there were so many people who just owned a shit ton of accounts, because somebody would have a character at max level, which was really difficult to do, and then quit playing, and so their guild would take over their account and pay for it.
Huh.
It's all crazy. How's World of Warcraft life? I haven't played in like a month.
I have not actually played like this week. I've been playing a lot more Fallout than I've been playing World of Warcraft recently. We beat the last boss in Nexoramus the week before last, and then took last week off, and I continued to take this week off.
I'm never going to be able to see any raids. As soon as I hit level 80, like you guys are just going to have vanished, not be playing anymore at all.
We'll be playing. We'll once because by the time you hit 80, we'll be well into doing the Ulduar raid and patch 3.1.
And you can run me through Naxxramas.
Yeah.
And give me all of the gears.
Yup.
You'll make me totally Imba on account of the fat loots. But I have to earn enough DKP to deserve it. Mixie says, I would use the arena to get Zen motorcycles and Jub-Jub birds. Zap Rouse Dower says, personally, I'd rather have a potential +3 to all fams and avoid spending another 10 adventures each familiar for an extra £2. Sathan says, yes, I would use the arena then. Lickal Correr says, yes, guaranteed familiar equipment from the arena, please. Reverend Noodleson says, since we can equip a tentacle arm in the form of a parasitic strangle worm, can we now get a I Heart Abu Ghraib shirt? What he actually wrote was a One Heart Abu Ghraib shirt, and by one, I mean I.
could be a drop somewhere if you have torso awareness.
I don't know. I was cleaning out my closet after apologizing to my mama, and I found that shirt that Nightmare made.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was funny. I was in the middle of making my own Jit costume when he sent me a picture of himself in his Jit costume, and I'm like, dude, can you make me another one of those shirts? And he was like, I actually made two already. One of them was too small for me, so it'll be perfect for you. That's cool. My tentacle was better, though.
Yeah.
The pretentious artist made mine.
Oh.
Wojo says, aside from familiar equipment with unique effects, like Bandersnatch or Pressy, I find the lead necklace more useful due to switching familiar so often. Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. And it's also useful for, like, familiars whose equipment doesn't affect their power or their weight.
Oh, look, Nightmare's talking. He says that I am a liar. Oh. He says the pretentious artist says that his was better. Yeah, he's just polite. He can't be honest because he's Mexican. Yeah, and we're officially out of questions, and we have, like, 18 minutes left.
Uh-oh.
What are we going to do now, man? What are we going to do?
You could go back and ask some of those questions again.
Now I've erased all except the last six.
Oh, man.
Casey Wiederman says, I'd spend a semi-rare to find equipment for my currently equipped familiar. In fact, I'd get a few each run. Bungie says, I like the arena as it is. I may not be the most efficient ascender, but I quite happily use the arena if I need an extra few pounds, particularly in hardcore. It is a little weird. I can't say that I was 100% pleased with the arena when I rolled it out initially. But what are we going to do for 17 minutes, Riff?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not helping at all.
How,
Reverend Noodleson says, how's it going? Pretty good, Reverend Noodleson. How's it going with you? Well, let's just have a conversation with Reverend Noodleson.
Okay.
Mixie says, what if the arena just gave you a choice about whether you wanted the necklace or the specific familiar item? Let me see. Zero Blah says, even if the familiar equip is still guaranteed, we could get a lead necklace by winning with an elemental fairy, couldn't we? Yes. Yes,
yeah,
you could.
That's true.
Because people do that to guarantee a lead necklace now. I'd be a lot happier with that than giving a choice. Menden says, when do we get the Tequila Mockingbird?
Isn't that in already? Or it's a drink or something, isn't it? I'm sure we've made that joke somewhere.
Yeah, it's. I think it's that Jorge Simsonte.
Right.
Yeah, Simsonte is Mockingbird. Let's see if Reverend Noodleson responded. No, he didn't, but a ton of people have sent him questions. No, he says, fine. You got any plans this weekend, Reverend Noodleson? I'm going to go see The Watchmen, and I'm going to go to the Renaissance Festival. Yeah.
I think we're going to hold off on seeing Watchmen until the furor has died down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
See it next weekend.
I was going to go in the morning, I think, because there won't be that many people. And then I'm going to dress up like Dr. Manhattan for the Renaissance Festival.
You mean you're just going to paint yourself blue and walk around naked?
Yep. Spit marshmallows into people's mouths.
That took me a second.
Of course, that's what I do. I'm going to do that, whether I paint myself blue or not. Just, what? This is what people did during the Renaissance. What history books have you been reading? Jer the Red says, if you get rid of the arena, you'll still need to have a way to level up naughty sorcerer familiars in black cat runs. Yeah, I guess that's true. Moth says, clearly the answer is to make a win every 5 wins, or in the case of comic chameleons, every win! Spermeister says, are you guys really out of questions? Thaddeus Mutton says, my girlfriend is coming over and I'm not sure I actually like her. Advice?
Wow.
Well, having the whole situation where you're not sure if you actually like your girlfriend gives you some freedom, which is to find another girlfriend while you still have a girlfriend, which prevents you from failing to find a new girlfriend as a result of that sort of, like, stink of desperation that you get from being single and trying to meet girls. But that kind of makes you an asshole. If you don't like her, break up with her. That's what I'm saying. Underfoot says, in all seriousness, do you like Mudkips? I don't really have an opinion about Mudkips.
I mean, they're cute. I kind of like Mudkips. I prefer Psyduck.
Zap Rousedower says, pose as a team because shit just ran out of questions.
I bought that t-shirt.
What t-shirt? What's...
From MS Paint Adventures. Pose as a team because this shit just got real.
Huh. I've got the point where I was in MS Paint Adventures bookmarked, and I just, every once in a while I look at it and I'm like, I just don't care enough to click on the next link.
Wow, that's a lot of not caring.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. Glebe says, you could have the arena give us a choice, perhaps Let's Make a Deal style. I don't know anything about Let's Make a Deal. I could have the arena give you a choice, deal or no deal style. Then I'd have to set my own ass on fire.
Suffocate yourself with a rubber glove.
Casey Wiederman says, how many Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two. One to hold the ladder and one to hold the penis. I mean, ladder. Although I think that seems like that's not the way that I would write that joke.
Yeah, I think
one was... one to hold the light bulb and one to hold the penis.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Ladder. That's pretty funny, though. Anatsu says, make the arena give you fam equip on the first turn. You know you want to. No, I know no such thing.
Yeah. Scoff.
Reverend Noodleyson, did he reply? Come on, did he really tell me what you're doing this weekend, Reverend Noodleyson? What? This conversation sucks. Jewdude2 says, why can't glow-in-the-dark items be used in the spooky gravy barrow? They don't glow enough. Oh, and then Casey Wiederman says, dang, I messed that up. Well, we figured it out. It's all right. I am Soup Combust says, read any good books lately? I'm in the middle of reading another Malcolm Gladwell book, much to Hot Stuff's dismay.
I'm in the middle of a new book called Palimpsest, but I can't remember who wrote it. I'll look it up on Amazon real quick. But it's pretty good. It's a lot like that Clive Barker book, Imagica, but it's even weirder. There's a lot of just really strange ideas, and the prose is really elaborate and I don't know, it's neat. It's a good book. I recommend it.
What is the...
It's got a lot of sex in it, too.
Palimpsest, writing material as a parchment or tablet used one or more times after earlier writing has been erased.
Yeah, the classical one was the... You had the sheepskin or whatever, and you could just scrape the ink off and reuse them.
I see.
And that was... Part of that was like if you were... tricky, you could discover what the original had said. It's Catherine, spelled with a Y and two N's, Valente, V-A-L-E-N-T-E, is the author.
Casey Wiederman corrects it. Okay, how many stupid Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb? Lycra Shampoo writes, hey Riff, are we going to the Renaissance Festival?
I don't know. Do you want to go to the Renaissance Festival? Yeah, I'll go. I don't know if I want to sit through the dinner for a third time.
Well, I don't know if I bought you tickets. So
well, all right.
So even if you go the same day as us, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't ask you guys. Maybe it's because I don't like you.
No, that's cool. Where are you going?
We're going this Sunday.
I'm down for that. Sure.
Sweet.
We'll go hang out with you and then I don't know, truck off when you go to the dinner or whatever.
Truck off.
Truck.
You'll truck off to begin with. Pretty Queezer says, you guys missed some questions the last few weeks, so I'll try again. How about a Fibonacci sequencer that allows you to summon pasta on turns 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and so on?
We could have a we could have a weapon that that did Fibonacci sequence damage on every subsequent round in combat.
That wouldn't actually spiral up that quickly. Let's see. Oh, look who finally decided to show up. Do you wanna hop on and
for the last 9 minutes?
Yeah. I don't actually know if this is gonna work, and this show's been kind of an abortion.
This has been a good show.
What?
Well,
no, I meant abortion in the good sense.
Oh, this show has been a dead and unborn baby?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear me? I don't know, dude.
Check.
Here, I'll turn this shit up.
This headset's the kind of shit.
Yep, we can hear you. Is that? I don't know where that one came from. Did you actually throw away the one that was broken?
I don't remember. I think it might be right here.
Huh.
No, maybe...
Maybe you're using the one that's broken?
This one is kind of crap. I think this is the one I had been using.
I'm hoping. I would say hopefully, but Scully called me on that the other day. Actually, I think we weren't on the radio or anything. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, I think this is the one I had.
We got all the microphones and the cables today. What's fucked up, though, they did not send us microphones with mini XLR connectors. They sent us microphones with XLR... they sent us XLR cables with XLR to mini XLR adapters. Every cable came with a separately boxed adapter. It was weird.
And the headphones didn't have the mini XLR.
No, they did. I was wrong. I wasn't thinking about it right. I'm assuming, I haven't opened one of them, but I'm assuming that the headphones do have the mini XLR.
But why do they have what adapters do we have? The adapters just
instead of having mini XLR cables. They are XLR cables with XLR to mini XLR adapters.
Huh.
Which is frustrating because I don't know that, like, we might need additional adapters to go into the mixer.
I have no idea.
Right? Like, yeah, I don't know either. Luckily, the mixer's never going to fucking get here. After a week, the company that I ordered the mixer from was like...
Oh, yeah, we don't actually sell that.
Yeah, we don't sell that. Sorry. Right. Huh. Dear radio show, says Phoenix, does Hot Stuff want to go on a date with me at midnight to see Watchmen?
They're already sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Also, you're a whore! You can't go on dates with other dudes.
I'm going to see it on Saturday.
It's not allowed.
Saturday.
My wife.
Saturday,
you're not really a whore.
Saturday.
When are you guys going? Are you going with Roy?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Hook that up. Get me some tickets.
Okay.
Me and my wife. We'll go.
Okay.
Saturday at like 6 a.m.?
It's like 8:30.
Wow.
Seriously, 8:30?
The show's at 9:30, but we're gonna leave. I'm leaving it.
Why? To wait in line?
I don't know that I could do it that early.
You should leave Friday night and wait in line all Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, it's screening for the first time in half an hour, whatever, at midnight tonight. IMAX... I'm glad I saw it. But
had you seen it previously non-IMAX?
Yes, I've seen it. Okay. I have seen it previously in the theater, and I've seen it on video.
Okay.
And it's a great film, and I really enjoyed seeing it another time. But the IMAX aspect of it was not as sort of awesome as I was hoping. It was kind of underwhelming, yeah, given how much I'd kind of built it up in my mind. And that's the problem. Like, I had high hopes, I had high expectations, which always ruins movies for me every single time, pretty much. I also think that the IMAX theater I went to was not particularly good in terms of the screen. Like, there's just a little bit of extra screen for the IMAX scenes. And, like, because they didn't shoot the whole film in IMAX, like, only maybe 5% of it or so is in IMAX.
Oh, really? I thought you had said that a significant portion of...
That's what I was led to believe.
I mean, I guess 5 is a significant portion.
Sure.
You know.
And it's just, they're just kept cutting in and out of the IMAX thing, so they would, like, it wasn't... I mean, it was changing aspect ratios, but it was sort of just like filling in or out, depending on what it was shot in. And it's kind of distracting. If that's what you're there for, and you're kind of like looking for it, and you see it, and you're like, ooh, cool, and then it like pops back to the, you know, to 35 millimeter, and then it pops up to IMAX and down to 35 millimeter, and you're like, this is
weird,
kind of aggravating. And then the most annoying thing I've seen in the theater in a long time. I don't exactly know how IMAX projection works, but there was some like just a fuck ton of dirt on the screen the whole time, and it was bouncing all around, all over the screen. I think maybe they have like glass plates that they, because the film is so large, they have to like have it flattened by glass plates or something, because it couldn't be just on the film, because it would just be like a like instantly gone, right?
Or a stripe,
right? Or something, right? But it had to have been on like at the focal plane of the film, so it was like it was right next to the film, and it was like moving across the screen, like it was being blown around or bounced around.
Ugh.
All through the whole fucking thing. And there were 40 pieces of it that were like different places all over the place. It was obnoxious.
Huh.
Maybe
you're not really selling me on the Watchmen.
Yeah, you're not really selling me on the IMAX.
Well, this particular theater, they took apart the whole projector last night because it was broken, and I think they just filled it with dust, is I think what probably happened. It probably needs to be just super cleaned. Gone through with like an electrostatic thing and just all the dust sucked out, and I think that's probably what happened.
Oh man, one time the manager at the theater that I worked at had this brilliant idea. One of the films was getting kind of dusty.
Uh-huh.
So she had somebody stand there through the entire movie holding dryer sheets on the film so that it wouldn't generate static.
Uh-huh.
And just scratched the shit out of an entire movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a terrible idea.
After it came out of the projector. So was doing it the whole time. Having done it up top, would have been able to see it and stopped.
Right.
Right, but, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could do that on the non-emulsion side and maybe get away with it, but doing that on the emulsion side, you're just going to rip the hell out of the film.
Sweet emulsion.
I don't know. The IMAX stuff was pretty cool. Like, the three or four scenes that were, like, mostly in IMAX were kind of awesome. I was, like, right up front. With like not like front row, but like the first like nice seat with the right in front of it.
I remember the one time I went to an IMAX, it really disturbed me because the stadium seating was at such a steep angle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It really kind of gave me that vertigo.
The screens are so tall that you have to, in order to be able to see over everybody's heads to see the bottom of the screen, you really have to be much higher.
So. It was unnerving. Fear of heights.
I saw the Lord of the Rings projected on giant screens. That was worth doing.
So, Reverend Noodleson says, I've got a job this weekend. I work for a party casino. I'm dealing craps. We ran out of questions, so I was just having a conversation with Reverend Noodleson.
Okay.
A little bit of radio delay, a little bit
ran
of private message.
Ran out of questions?
So, yeah, ran out of questions.
How does that happen?
I don't know. We got through a ton of questions on Monday. I made a point of answering a lot of questions.
See, this is the problem. We should always have a reservoir of questions so that when we're not being particularly funny, we can just draw on, like, you know, reader stuff.
So Zap Rasdauer says, do you follow Shaq's Twitter? And if not, how do you suck that much? I mean, come on. His last update was, wee, wee, wah, wee, wee, wah, wee, wee, wee. What song is this?
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I think he has something like a million followers or something. It's ridiculous.
Is it?
The real Shaq, I think, is what it is or something.
Yeah, there is somebody named Shaq who has 41 followers. Yeah, the real Shaq. Wow. 239,000.
Okay.
So we are 1/239,000 as cool. 1/239th as cool as Shaq.
Yeah, we're nobody really on the Twitter sphere.
Whatever.
There's like,
I bet we're 90th percentile.
They're like a bunch of
I bet we're 99th percentile with 1,000 followers.
No, there are a ton of like anybody who writes something that people read, like news articles or reviews or whatever, has like 5,000 followers.
I'll bet that if we saw stats as far as registered Twitter users, I bet we're 99th percentile.
Oh, sure.
What did you think I was talking about? No, okay, we are obviously
people
with more Twitter followers than us.
No,
we are 0th percentile. Like,
but of people who are not just like private citizens.
We're not just private citizens?
No, we're like a company. We're like, you know, I feel like if you took out everybody that was just you know, like an individual, and then and put like people who are in the media or celebrities or whatever, and then you put us in that group, we'd be near the bottom.
My God.
You're reading checks.
I am.
Okay.
At Firehouse Subs, dat turkey on wheat wit extra mayo is gooder than a mug, lol.
A mug?
A mug?
Yeah.
It's gooder than a mug?
I don't understand.
I'm N, the Mia on the beach, whoever touches me gets two tickets, ooh, have 30 minute. Time is up, I was at the Versace mansion.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm gonna... This makes me want to stop being on the radio.
What I want to know is, who is following the most people? Like, you know?
So who just has Twitter going constantly? Their phone is just always beeping.
During the campaign, right before the election, there was a Twitter stream that was like, anybody could post to a particular Twitter stream. It was like, you know, election 08 or whatever. And it was moving so fast I could not read it. Like, I could read like a two or three comments, and then they would have scrolled up and I couldn't read the rest. It was amazing how many people were just posting their political views into this sort of vacuum where there's like there's no way to have a conversation, no way to do anything. And I'm like, what the hell? That was actually one of my first experiences with Twitter, and I was like, this is the strangest piece of technology I've ever seen, because it doesn't seem to be meaningful at all.
Well, as much as I'd like to grace the listeners with more of your late ass, I think it's time for us to go.
See, the problem is we didn't have enough margaritas.
Yeah, that's true.
We will rectify this problem next week.
I drank a good amount of whiskey.
Oh. That was a... We could have whiskey margaritas.
Yeah.
Salt on the rim.
All right. Well, we'll see you kids on Monday and or Thursday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
We've got nothing in common. We'll come and ground those stars from. We're forming our part. We both got a naked and I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.